Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donlin sitting in for Maria Bailey, and it is a pleasure to be here with you at the end of this great week, and I hope you had a lovely week and an even better one is in store. And this show marks the end of January of 2015. It's hard to believe that January is already gone, but there it goes. February is this week. It's been a crazy month for everybody here at Mom Talk Radio, and a good crazy, but it's still crazy and chaotic, but fun. And I hope that your January was fulfilling and not as crazy. I'm curious if you've kept your resolutions. I know I had a few and on target, dropped a couple, but one of them was to actually get organized and clean a closet a week because it had just been too long since I even touched my closets. But it got forced on me because we had our actually pretty new house that we actually built had termites, and they're very common. We're in South Florida, and like six houses in the neighborhood had been tented in the last 6 months or so. So sure enough, we had to get tented. Well, that forces you, if you've ever had to do this or if you ever had to fumigate your house for anything, it is a cleansing process that is forced upon you. And if you're like me, it is definitely a force because I don't typically keep my closets very organized. And I had to clean out pretty much, you know, pantries and makeup drawers. And it was actually quite cleansing because I had to purge, I mean, probably 6 or 7 bags, garbage bags full of just stuff that sits around, you know. And then as I got on a roll and I had just kept going because the requirement was to get the, you know, the food and the perishables and then makeup and anything that touches your skin out of the house or at least double bagged. But then I went forward and kept doing it. So it was quite a cleansing process. And actually, we will be talking during this show. We have a great show lineup, which I'll go over in a minute. We're going to be talking to Dee Kelly, who is actually had a TV career, well-established TV career, and she stays at home now. But she is going to talk about Wellness Decor, which is her website, her blog and her website. And she's a traditional feng shui master. So that's going to be a great segment to talk about. And that's going to tie in perfectly because I could talk to her for a while about what I, you know, the cleaning and the how you can get your house in order. So, and we have a great show lineup. And then we're also going to be talking about food. We're going to be talking about to the author of a new book called Full Belly. We're going to be talking, our spotlight on moms is going to be, we're going to be talking to Jocelyn Herman Saccio about balance in your life and career choices if you need to make one or are unemployed or need a new job. And we're going to be talking about to Natoya Green as our first guest, who'll be up in a minute. She is actually a family law attorney who stays home now with 2.5-year-old triplets. So we've got a great show lined up. And before we jump into our guests real quick, I want to talk about two sponsors. Actually, we have a new sponsor, Mom Talk Radio, and it is BioGaia Protectus. And every parent knows what it's like when a child has stomach problems. From potty training to trying new foods, growing up can sometimes be hard on your child's tummy. And luckily for us, there is BioGaia Protectus. It's a safe and natural probiotic supplement designed for children. BioGaia's probiotic products provide digestive comfort and supports a healthy functioning digestive system, which have been proven in several clinical studies. So it's available at Walgreens in easy-to-use drops or tasty chewable tablets, and you can visit childrensprobiotics.com for more information on this great product called BioGaia Protectus. And, of course, our other sponsor, who is a long-term sponsor of Mom Talk Radio, is Premama. And if you're taking a prenatal vitamin or trying to decide which one to take, if you're trying to conceive or breastfeeding, try this prenatal vitamin. It's a powder you can drink. You can put it into a cold beverage, a smoothie, yogurt. Premama Complete is the latest formula that's available at Target stores and Target.com, and it's a doctor-recommended vitamin. It has DHA, folic acid, gentle iron, and so much more for a healthy baby and a happy mama. So go to drinkpremama.com for information. There's a Target store locator on that website as well. And then follow Premama on Facebook and Twitter. And it's Twitter, Drink Premama, and Facebook the same. So on to the show. We have a great lineup, as I talked about. I touched on a few guests. And first up, we'll be talking to Natoya Green, who is an expert on family matters. We'll be right back.
Even super moms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
This is Mom Talk Radio and Mary Donlin in for Maria Bailey. And before we introduce our first guest, I have something I need to do that I should have done in the intro, and that is wish Maria Bailey, the host of Mom Talk Radio, celebrating its 20th year, a happy birthday. Maria celebrated a birthday last week, so happy birthday, Maria, and many happy returns. And on to our first guest, who is Natoya Green. Natoya is an expert on all family matters, from professional experience as a family law attorney to her own personal life. She is the mother to 2.5-year-old triplets. I mean, if that's not the perfect guest for Mom Talk Radio, I don't know what is. So, Natoya, welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So you've worked in family law and at the Administration for Children's Services, and you're a mom of triplets. I mean, like I said, that puts you in a category as the super mom, in my opinion. So, and you blog at Triplets in Tribeca. So tell us, what were you, as we ended January, what were your New Year's resolutions, and what do you suggest for other moms?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Mary, is that whether it's 1805 or 2025, parenting is still the hardest job in the world. But the wonderful thing about the new year, welcoming in the new year, is that it really all gives us all the opportunity to resolve to do this job just a little bit better. And mm-hmm. I think there are a couple of resolutions that every mom can make that will just help us all to really have a healthier, happier, and more beautiful family life.
Yes, and actually, so I always like to think that it's just January. I still have time to go back to some resolutions and, you know, do some things that I thought I would start out early, kick off the new year. So tell us what your first few resolutions are.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think that every mom should really resolve to do is really to put your kids first, which I know is controversial because we're always being told by magazines and everyone that we should put ourselves first. But the research is really clear, Mary, that everything we do as mothers affects our children's brains and their futures. And
right.
So in particular, their young years, when they're really like sponges, that's the time to really focus on their needs and their development, because before you know it, they do in fact become adults. And, you know, every positive thing that we do for them when they're young is one less thing we'll have to do for them when they become adults, meaning that, by doing our very best job, they would have become independent, well-adjusted people. And that's really what we want. But, you know, first you've got to put in the work. So I really think that's something that every mother should really resolve to do to the extent that she can.
This is true. And, you know, you said it, they grow so fast. And I now I blinked and I now have a freshman in high school, a middle schooler. And then I do have my little girl, but who's 8, but it goes in a blink, and your babies are 2.5, and triplets is certainly a separate category of mom, but it goes so fast. So that's a great, great resolve to put your children first. So then, but what about moms? Do we just take a back seat the whole time?
Right. Well, you know, because we're putting our kids first doesn't mean we have to come in last. We still really need to be a priority for ourselves as well. And I think, you know, we're always hearing moms make time for yourself, and that is definitely true. But I think that the only way to really do that and to make that happen is that you have to schedule in the time. You can't just say it or just want it to happen, because it's not going to happen, right? Because as you know, as a mother, that this job is endless. And, you know, so if you don't get very serious about your vacation time or time for yourself, then it's just not going to happen. And I think the best way to do it is to really schedule in time for yourself weekly. If you can do more, great, but certainly weekly. And whether you have to hire a babysitter or get help from family, you know, make it a weekly plan. And the thing I love doing in my own personal life that I suggest to every mother is every Saturday, have someone or some people, someone trusted and responsible, take the kids to the museum of art, the zoo, the circus, wherever, hopefully some place educational and fun. And the kids get to go out and they get some fresh air. They get to do something that enriches their lives outside of the home and outside of school. And the best part is that you get to have time for you. You get to catch up on your chores. You get to have lunch with your friends or your partner, or even just watch TV uninterrupted, which is really one of my personal favorites. But, you know, so that's really the way to do it. You've got to schedule it. It has to be a routine, just like having dinner every night.
Yes, that's true. And I know actually some of the most the very successful moms that are very good friends of mine, they even schedule like yoga. One of my best friends, she's a very busy attorney and she is a mom of two. She puts it in her calendar. She has to, because then if she doesn't, it just falls off the list.
Absolutely.
So,
and you've got to let everybody else know too. Like, for example, especially if you're relying on family, whether it's your spouse to help you out with this, you know, a personal time or other relatives, you say, this is my time for me. You put it on your calendar and everybody is aware of it. And so everyone takes that time seriously, just like if you were going to the doctor.
Right. Okay. So we have one more tip from you. So what is your favorite tip for moms to,
One other tip that I really think is important, that has helped me tremendously, that I know will help every mother, is to commit to more learning. There's so many great books out there, you know, on parenting, but so many great, you know, books out there about education and nutrition. And these are all great things that that really just helps to make you, I think, a better parent. And, you know, it's like the old adage, you know, the more you know, the more you grow. And so there's so many great books out there that have certainly changed my life as a parent and given me more facts about schools and about how nutrition helps my children's development and how it helps everyone's child's development. So do that, you know, go out there on Amazon, whatever, and look up some great books. I mean, I can suggest them off the top, you know.
What's your favorite?
One book that I love is The Smartest Kids in the World and How They Got That Way, life-changing. Pick up some great books, learn, read, and just be a better mom.
Great. Thank you so much, Natoya, for joining us. And tripletsintribeca.com is the blog. It will be posted on Mom Talk Radio. And I took a peek at it before the show. And it is really a cute blog. Great photos, too. What adorable children. When we return, it's the Spotlight on Moms. Stay with us. Talk Radio is coming up. This is the Spotlight on Moms, and I'm Mary, and for Maria Bailey. I'm pleased to welcome Dee Kelly to the show today. Dee is a mother of two children and blogs at wellnessdecor.com. And at the beginning of the show, I was rambling on about how I had to kind of clean my house. I was forced to clean my house, and I wish I talked to Dee before I did it, because Dee is a traditional feng shui master and has studied around the world and in China for over 13 years, and is a true expert on the craft. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. So you, as a mom, you like to focus on how moms can DIY to renovate your life. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Because moms are truly the curator of the home. We make all the decisions. And, you know, just a little backstory briefly, I moved 9 times in 8 years because I left a career in national television. I was a talk show host on Lifetime TV for many years, and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mother. My husband was still in television, so we were traveling a lot, and I had to set up 9 homes in 8 years. And this, for a family, for a husband, for me, and then having 2 kids. So I really had to come to understand, what is it I'm looking for? What is a home? And that's what brought me to the environment, to understanding energy. I never dreamed I'd be traveling all the way around the world to study with a great Taiwanese feng shui master, a woman, which was very rare. But, you know, I'm trained for large projects, for commercial projects. Like, we design hotels and resorts and everything. But my favorite client is our moms.
Because I love that.
Basically, We run the world.
Absolutely.
We make every single decision about everything for these young people and for our family that are going to be our future. So anyway, my blog, wellnessdecor.com, which is actually my brand, is my homage, my homage to women and moms. But it's accurate feng shui information because so much of the feng shui that you find in the United States is really a new age kind of watered down version.
Right.
So the information for mothers on my blog is the best feng shui in the world.
And I will say,
I'm not bragging. It is
that's
true.
And I checked, I actually, when I was reviewing the notes for the show, I did look, your blog is fabulous. And as I said, I had to clean up my house, and I'm realizing now I love the tips, and I'm not going to give them away. I'm going to let you talk about them, but I would really encourage our listeners to check out wellnessdecor.com. It's really fabulously done. There's great content. It's just very visually appealing as well. So let's jump to some tips real quick.
Okay, great. Well, today is a special day, and it just happens to coincide with your wonderful show, because the key to real, authentic feng shui is understanding direction and location. Mm-hmm. And that is all explained on the blog. How to use feng shui is one of the tabs, but today we're talking about clutter. It's a series that I've done for the month of January, but not just about clutter. It's about where the clutter is, because today we're talking about the Southwest. It's the sixth installment out of eight for the month of January, and the Southwest relates totally to mother. In Chinese, the word kun means Southwest, and it's the mother. It's the element of a moist, gentle earth where everything grows, just like a mom. So if we have a lot of congestion in the Southwest corner, especially if it's a garage,
yes,
even in your attic,
that's my garage.
Well, that's important, because there's a higher potential for skin problem, muscle issue, like even fibromyalgia, but you're going to have absolutely no patience for your kids, because the Southwest is an energy that relates to patience, which is also very relative to mother, and also accounting. So today's on Twitter and on Facebook at Wellness Decor, on Tumblr, on Pinterest, and primarily on wellnessdecor.com. Mm-hmm. Today is all about, it's always for moms, but the Southwest is so important for women and moms.
Great.
So look at that and what clutter there really means, and I guarantee you'll see it relating to what's going on in your life.
Thank you, Dee Kelly. And again, it's wellnessdecor.com, and she gave you all of the social media channels to follow her, and we'll have that link up on momtalkradio.com next week. And our next guest is going to be Jocelyn Herman Saccio, and she is going to be talking about how women can balance a successful career and be happy in it, as well as being a mom. So we'll be right back, and we'll talk to Jocelyn.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015 as far as healthy snacks and also in terms of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudite. Take the Laughing Cow Cheese's challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheLaughingCowUSA and do their 31 Days of Reinvention Challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
Of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
On this segment of Mom Talk Radio, we're shifting our focus from the home or decorating your home to a career and balancing work and family and remaining unstoppable and when we do that. So I am pleased to welcome Jocelyn Herman Saccio. She is an expert on how women can balance work and family. And she's going to be talking about if you're unemployed or tired of your current job, how we can create a dream job that we're going to love. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Jocelyn.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. So you are a career coach, so to speak, and then
I do, and I lead programs for Landmark as well, which is high performance coaching for all areas of life.
Great. And the website is landmarkworldwide.com for our listeners. So let's just jump into it. If you're unemployed because of this economy or you're tired of your current job, how do we get from one position to another where we're going to be happier and have more balance?
Well, couple things in that question. So one thing is
okay.
If you're stuck, period, if you're stuck anywhere, then there's some collapse, we say, between what's actually happening and your story about what's happening.
Okay.
So that's what produces stuckness. You know, mm-hmm. People don't get stuck unless they're not dealing with what's actually happening. And, you know, if you're in a job and let's say you have a story about your job that it's frustrating or it's a dead-end job, let's say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, and you start relating to that story like it's a dead-end job as if it's the truth, you will be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no such thing as a dead-end job. There are dead-end stories, but there are no dead-end jobs. So as long as you can separate those two things out and deal with what's actually happening at your job versus your story about it and not combining those two or collapsing those two, your stuckness will disappear. Then the second part of your question, which was how do you create a job that you really love, whether you're in a job, out of a job, you know, whatever your situation is.
Right.
One thing I would ask yourself is what's really important to you? Like what really matters to you in life? And create a job that is somehow connected to something that really matters to you. Because if it isn't, it'll turn into you're just working for the paycheck.
Right. And then that's, again, then you start getting into the other stuck part. So
exactly. It's so easy to fall into that.
Yes. You know, and it's a long time ago. Actually, my dad told me, do what you love. And I've heard that phrase quite often as well. So that's kind of going along with what you're saying is to do what you love, find something that you're good at and enjoy doing. And there's most of your career happiness, I would assume.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's sometimes people hear, oh, do what you love. Like that's an easy thing to say, but
yeah,
it's
right.
Necessarily what you're doing. It's the context in which you're doing it. So I had somebody in one of my programs at Landmark who was selling juice. That's what he was doing for a living. And he's mm-hmm. very frustrated in his job. And he said, you know, I just feel like I'm hawking juice. I mean, you know, like, you know, not what I dreamed of doing when I was a kid, you know, to sell juice. And I asked him some questions and coached him a little bit, and he really got that the reason he took the job in the first place was because he really wanted to impact people's well-being. That's what was really important to him.
Mm.
So the minute he got reconnected to what really mattered to him and what is that job fulfill on, what is having that job or doing that job make possible that isn't mm-hmm. possible if you're not doing that job? As soon as he got it connected to making a difference in people's health, he got reinvigorated at his job.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because actually, if you think about it, you do lose, especially if you've been in a certain career for a while, you lose your original motivation, right?
Yeah, exactly. And and it may have shifted over time. You know, what's
shifting,
important to people does shift. Yeah.
I shouldn't say lose, because like you said, you reawaken or become aware of really why you started that process or that career path.
Yeah, or even connect to a whole new vision of what's possible out of that job. So sometimes it isn't a matter of changing jobs. Sometimes it's a matter of altering the context, and mm-hmm. then the job looks different inside of that new view.
Absolutely. Interesting. Okay. So you tell people, in your notes, I see you tell people to borrow some other brains. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think it's Einstein. I don't remember the quote exactly. I'll misquote Einstein, which is, you know, probably not a good thing to do. But, you know, the problems that we have
we won't tell.
By the level of thinking that created them. So I would always brainstorm with other people. Plus, people are really great resources, and we don't mostly view people that way. We kind of, you know, operate like, well, I'll handle it all, especially moms. You know, moms are just like, I'll do it myself.
That's true.
I've got to do everything, so I'll just handle it. So there's not a lot of asking for support or even looking for people as a resource. So if you really get down to it, you're no more than three people away from any dream you've ever had. And everybody you know knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who might be the very access to what you want to fulfill on.
Mm-hmm.
So getting in conversations with people, letting them know what your vision is, what, you know, what kind of dream future you're creating. Do they have any resources in that area? Do they know anybody who might be able to have a conversation with you to point you in the right direction? I mean, you'll never believe the kind of miracles you could create in such a short amount of time by getting beyond your own brain.
Mm-hmm. It's degrees of separation. Like you said, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody, and it's amazing if you just start putting the word out or at least brainstorming. That's great advice. We have time for one more tip for moms or any really woman who wants to change or enhance careers.
Yes, and practicing new ways of being and acting is a great tip. And how I would give you a shortcut to that is if you find yourself in a situation where you're frustrated or where, you know, it seems like it's not going the way you want it to, just imagine a hero that you have and how would they be being in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter who that hero is, it might be your grandmother or it might be a famous author or a political figure, but just kind of steal from their ways of being. Be it bold or unstoppable or, you know, charismatic, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. So if we find at landmarkworldwide.com, what can our listeners find there? More tips like these?
You'll find a lot of opportunities to participate in our courses, our seminars. There's a whole page on press where you'll find articles and videos that provide these kind of like real actionable accesses, tips on how to be powerful in life. And you'll find all about what we have to offer. We have hundreds of courses to offer.
Great. That's fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, that's landmarkworldwide.com. And best of luck, Jocelyn. Thanks for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about food and a full belly, good eats for a healthy pregnancy. Stay with us.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
This is Marianne for Maria on Mom Talk Radio, and we shift our focus to my favorite topic, food. And we're talking to Tara Matarazza Desmond. I hope that I said that right. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you. So you are the author of a new cookbook called Full Belly. You're a food writer and your mom to 3, 5-year-old daughter and 2.5-year-old twins. Wow. Gosh, it's a day of multiples. We had another mom with triplets on the show earlier. So you tell us about Full Belly and it's good eats for a healthy pregnancy is the title of the book. So tell us if you generally eat well and you stay the course through the pregnancy, enjoying what you usually do, why you wrote Full Belly?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that absolutely if you are generally a good eater, someone who eats pretty mindfully and eats healthfully, you should absolutely stay the course. And you might not necessarily think that you need a book, you know, to get through pregnancy. But I wrote the book as someone who functions that way, too, because pregnancy is a time of total overwhelm of information. And I wanted to give moms-to-be a book that they could leave in their kitchen and get messy with all sorts of ingredients that would give them the rundown on the nutrients that they need in recipes that were really approachable and simple and delicious and ones that they're going to be cooking long after the baby arrives. So it's for anyone who maybe wants a little help staying on track or getting on track. It's for anyone who's interested in the nutrients that are particularly great for them during pregnancy. And it's for anybody who's always loved to cook anyway, but is open to new recipes that are built specifically for pregnancy.
And you know, that's so important. You're right. The information overload. And, you know, when you look up pregnancy websites and there's a million of those too, and there's community boards and you just think to yourself, oh my goodness, have I got, and to me, I'm the mom of three. I remember feeling like there was so much to cover, and I had to make sure I was getting this, so many of each nutrient, you know, because it was feeding another, you know, my baby. It was nerve wracking. And I was, I remember being so nervous. Like, this was so important, this start that I was giving my baby.
Yeah. You know, I felt the same way, and I cook and eat professionally for a living, and I felt that way. So it immediately said to me, wait, if I'm feeling this way, if food is my second language, and I feel a little bit intimidated by how to manipulate it for pregnancy, then everyone must feel this way to some extent. So I wanted to create something that took the burden off of us as moms to be, and made it simple and made it joyful and made it delicious. So I was nervous enough picking out a color for the glider in the nursery, never mind having to worry about, you know, where exactly do I get folate? How do I make how do I make dinner such that I get enough folate in my day? And that's what I wanted to create for people.
Right. And I'm imagining, and I'm not sure about the book market itself, but in the category, it's probably I don't see much competition in the categories, a pregnancy cookbook.
You know, there's not really one like this. I am a voracious reader of all sorts, and particularly when I was pregnant, my nightstand was stacked with books
that
were written by, you know, tremendously talented and intelligent doctors and nutritionists and people from the science and medical field, and I really treasured those books, and I recommend them to anyone. But I wanted this cookbook to be something that took that totally invaluable information from that field and translated it into the kitchen, into the basics for people who, whether or not they wanted the details of how vitamin A plays a role in their pregnancy, they knew to get it through, you know, a really delicious soup or whatever the case may be. So I took all that information, wrote a really delicious cookbook with a ton of recipes, and each recipe offers further information about the nutrients if that mom-to-be wants it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell us about the cookbook then. Does it cover everything from the appetizers to the desserts?
It does. It starts with breakfast, which is critical for everyone, especially moms.
Yes.
And then in addition to that, you know, the book also includes a whole chapter of bigger recipes that are excellent for making now and freezing and having later after the baby arrives. When you have no capacity to cook or to clean your kitchen, you can just open up your freezer and there they are. And then there's also quite a few snacks and sort of lighter meals, which are critical because when you're pregnant and the real estate starts to encroach on your stomach and your digestive system, it's helpful to have smaller meals that give you, you know, kind of a big bang for your buck nutritionally.
Yes, and that's true. As you get toward the last trimester, toward the end, you just can't feel like you can't just stuff anything else. It's just so overwhelmingly.
Exactly.
And with twins now, actually one of our colleagues in the office had twins last year. So that's a completely different. And I only have singletons. Is that a completely different diet?
It's really not necessarily.
Okay.
It's going to depend really on who you talk to. And like every pregnancy, every twin pregnancy is so different. And some of them are pretty extreme. Some of them, multiple pregnancies are automatically a high-risk situation.
Right.
So
it
can be, it can vary greatly. For me, I struggled tremendously the first couple of months with terrible morning sickness. It was really sort of debilitating. And then, you know, thankfully, I kind of came to sort of toward the beginning of the second trimester and started to feel better and eat normally. But, you know, moms of multiples, twins need more calories. But again, I mean, in general, the advice to get more calories, to quote unquote eat for two if you're pregnant with a singleton, is really modest. I mean, we're talking for a singleton pregnancy, like 300, 350 extra calories a day, which isn't really that much food.
Thank you so much for joining us, Tara. Again, it's Full Belly, Good Eats for a Healthy Pregnancy, and crumbsonmykeyboard.com is Tara's blog. That's a fabulous name. So, and before we introduce our last guest, who is Steve Bidulph, I'd like to actually wish Maria Bailey, the founder and host of Mom Talk Radio, a happy birthday. She celebrated a birthday last week, so many, many happy birthday wishes to Maria. And we again will be joined by Steve Bidulph after this quick break. last segment of Mom Talk Radio, it's my pleasure to introduce Steve Biddulph. Steve is one of the world's best-known parenting authors. He has books in 4 million homes in 31 languages, and his latest book is called Raising Girls. And I am really going to grill you, Steve, because I have a girl that's right in the age range you're talking about. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Nice to be talking to you and your listeners, Mary.
Thank you. So to listeners, obviously, I just love his accent. And he is in Tasmania, Australia, which I just find that could be a whole nother segment if we wanted to talk about where he lives and what's going on in Tasmania. So, Steve, I love the point where you say in your bio, 14 is the new 18. What do you mean by that?
That's right. Well, that's something that parents started telling me, Mary. Most of my working life, I was a psychologist for 28 years, and I wrote the world's best-selling book about raising boys. And so I was a boy expert, and what I'd always say to parents is, look, girls are going great. You know, it's the boys. Boys are 3 times more likely to die than girls, and 9 times more likely to go to prison. And so boys were the worry. But about 8 or 9 years ago, and this actually began in the United States, and it quickly spread all around the world, is that girls' mental health picture really changed, and they began going off a cliff in terms of mental health. And today, a young girl in the United States has a 1 in 5 chance of having a serious psychological problem. And that's a huge
really?
Portion.
1 in 5?
1 in 5 before the age of 21. For instance, 1 in 12 will have an eating disorder. About 1 in 6 will have a depressive or an anxiety condition. And also outward, very visible problems. Girls are drinking now. Girls' drinking has overtaken that of boys. And the age of first having sex has fallen quite severely. And usually 14 is the age. If a girl's going to go off the rails, you'll know by 14. And so we're trying to get parents to act against this and to there's things that you can do. And so we wrote the book to cover the right from babyhood, how you can prevent your daughter from being one of those 1 in 5.
Interesting. So where would you say, now you're talking just U.S. or is this a global number?
This is now is pretty much worldwide in the developed world, and especially the English-speaking world.
Right. Okay. Developed English-speaking countries. What do you as a psychologist, veteran psychologist, what does a parent do? I have an 11-year-old and I feel like she's 18, and you're talking like 14 is the point, or the critical point, you're saying.
Time, yes. Well, let's take your daughter's age group first, because in the book, what we do is I spoke to people all around the world who are girl specialists. We took about 3 years to write the book, and my main role is making things simple. There are some great books about girls around, but they're big, heavy books. And raising girls, we got it down to the 5 age groups, and what's a specific thing at each age group. Now, from 10 to 14, this is the age that's called finding their soul. And we know that in ideal situation at this age, often girls do go very quiet. They don't talk as much, and they sort of know they're getting ready for womanhood. And so one of the things that's really important in this age group is that your daughter knows other women who are older and maybe a little bit kind of eccentric and a bit feisty and doing interesting things with their lives. Mm-hmm. And we think that aunties used to play this role. And so if a early teen's daughter, the best protective measure, apart from, you know, mum having plenty of time to talk to her and staying close to her, is to make sure that she's meeting other women so that she can kind of realize what kind of woman she wants to become. And she starts to figure out, these are my values, and these are what I stand for, and these are what I believe. And she doesn't get mixed up with boys, because at this stage, she doesn't really know who she herself is. And you can't get mixed up with other people till you know yourself. Does that make sense, Mary?
Yes, very much so. Role models, essentially. Okay. The book, Raising Girls, where can our listeners find it?
Sure. It's in bookstores right now. It came out 2 weeks ago in the United States. It's published by Celestial Arts.
Okay. Congratulations on the book. I'm going to pick up my copy. I have a lot of reading to do. There's a couple other guests. I need to pick up their books, too. Is there a website, or is it on Amazon? Or
nice to talk to you, Mary. Thank you.
Is the book on Amazon? Do you know?
Yes, it's on Amazon. I checked this morning. Yes, it is. And it's also an e-book if they want that.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Thank you so much, Steve. And go back to bed because I heard it's 4 a.m. in Australia. So
yes,
thank you for joining us.
My best. Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all so much for listening to Mom Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure to be here with you for this hour talking to wonderful guests. Please check out MomTalkRadio.com for this show and past shows and a free app you can download. And also check out MomTV.com. It's a website that's all videos by moms and for moms, great reviews and great topics. So join us next week for another great show. Maria will be back behind the mic. Have a great week.